be out on the road together. It's part of our series of interviewing the candidates and the wives. Just to sort of give people an opportunity to get to know the personal side of you guys. And I think we're going to be out with you next Tuesday.
Well, that'll be fun. Are we going to be in Iowa, New Hampshire? Where are we going to be hanging out, you know?
And for you, it's got to be Iowa, New Hampshire. Now, you've got to be pretty happy with the numbers you're leading in the first two primary caucus states there. And you've got to be pretty pleased about where you are right now.
Well, we spent a lot of time in those early states, and I'm really pleased that we've got good support there. But, you know, there are other guys as well that are working real hard, and you can't count the chickens before they hatch. I hope to do well there, but, of course, you have to go on and do well in Michigan, South Carolina, Florida, Wyoming, Nevada. It's a big field.
Well, it is a big field. How'd you feel about the debate last night?
You know, I was really pleased with the debate. You may have been able to tell. I was having a good time. And I thought the highlight was being able to go after Hillary Clinton and to make it really clear that the last thing America needs is to take a left turn and follow Hillary Clinton. I think the low points were when the moderators were trying to get us to egg on to go after each other. I think Republicans are basically at our best when we're attacking the other side.
You know, it's funny you say that, and we'll get into more detail with Frank Luntz coming up a little bit later, but when the Republicans on stage last night were going after each other, it did not score well in the focus group, in the dial group that he had. But when you guys were out there going after Hillary Clinton, it went through the roof. As a matter of fact, we played this last night. We actually saw the dial. This is you when you went after Hillary Clinton last night.